Bestie, who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I enjoy a little luxury, it doesn't mean I can always afford it. Until I discovered Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Personally, besties, I've ordered jewelry, I've ordered gym clothes, and the quality is amazing. So, if you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince, go to quince.com/mafiansures for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/mafiansures to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mafiansures. I can't wait for you to find what you're looking for at affordable prices. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. If no one were to praise you, if no one were to validate what you're doing, and if no one were to congratulate you, would you still do it? And if the answer is no, then it means that you're doing things for others and not for yourself. Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome to my official first YouTube video. Today we're going to talk about how to stop seeking validation and how starting to care more about what you think about yourself rather than what others think of you will truly change your life. I'm going to leave the video chapters here if you want to skip to any, but let's get started. If no one were to praise you, if no one were to validate what you're doing, and if no one were to congratulate you, would you still do it? If no one were to applaud you, would you still feel worthy? And if the answer is no, then it means that you're doing things for others and not for yourself. If you do things to be congratulated by your parents, by your friends, by the people around you, by your relationship, and it doesn't really make you happy, or it only makes you happy until you receive that validation first, then that means that you depend on validation and you depend on what others think about what you're doing in order to be happy, in order to feel enough, and in order to feel important. Now, if this sounds like you, then this video is for you. And don't worry, don't feel bad. We've all craved validation at some point, but obviously it is important to start by understanding why we crave validation, because until we don't understand it, we won't be able to fix it. So why do we crave validation? The first thing that is very important for us to understand, and I will repeat this in multiple videos because it is a really, really important fact that we have to understand in order to start understanding our behavior, is that validation has always been present. For early humans, acceptance in a group meant survival. If you were rejected from a group, it didn't only mean rejection, but it meant danger. Our brain is wired for survival, and anything that doesn't make us feel safe will immediately put us in fight or flight. Back then, being a part of the tribe means that you would get more food, more company, and more protection. If you didn't have people around you, you were more likely to be in danger. And because our brain is wired for survival, anything that means danger, our brain will associate it with death. So our brain will do everything in its power to keep us safe because, again, it is wired for survival. Even though we don't rely on the tribe anymore to survive, our brain still links social acceptance with emotional safety, meaning that the more that we're validated, the safer our brain thinks we are. The more people that tell me that what I'm doing is okay, the safer that I am and the less in danger that that I am. But when we receive validation through compliments, through likes, through shares, through reposts, and through approval, our brain releases something called dopamine. Dopamine is a chemical linked to pleasure and rewards, creating a reward loop and making us want more. The more dopamine that we receive, the happier we are. And so if approval and validation give us dopamine, and dopamine makes us happy, then the more approval and validation we will want. Now, rejection is uncomfortable because, again, it is subconsciously dangerous. And because our brain doesn't want to be in danger, it will do everything in its power to avoid it, meaning that it will do everything in its power to avoid rejection. Because, again, rejection means danger. In order to not be rejected, our brain will get used to what people are doing and not get it rejected for, and will proceed to do the same. So again, if you are someone that normally stops what they want to do because you don't want others to judge you, to think that you're embarrassing, or to think that you're cringy, and instead you hide yourself, and everything that you do, you make sure that it will be okay for the people that you care about in your life, again, you are not alone. But now that we understand it, let's fix it. The only way to stop seeking validation from others is by giving validation to yourself instead. Sometimes the reason as to why we don't start the things that we know that will make us happy, like a business, or posting on social media, creating content, starting a project, or doing something that will make you happy and that you have it in the back of your mind of, I want to do it, I want to do it, I want to do it. And the only reason as to why you don't start it or why you don't do it is because you don't want people to think that you're embarrassing or to think that you're cringy. The biggest lesson that I've learned after posting on social media for about 4 years now and starting a podcast and starting a clothing brand and obviously getting multiple opinions, knowing that people are talking about it behind my back, but not caring anymore because it makes me happy. The biggest lesson that I've learned, because obviously I was scared at the beginning and I was embarrassed at some point before I started validating myself, is that the only reason as to why you would think people find it embarrassing is because you find it embarrassing, and because that's what you think. That's what you think others will think. Because if you really think about it, why wouldn't you find it embarrassing and others would? Why would you immediately assume that others find it embarrassing if you don't? Only reason as to why you would think others would find it embarrassing is if you find it embarrassing. And so the first step to start validating yourself is to stop finding the things that you're doing embarrassing. Because if you stop finding them embarrassing, then even if others find it embarrassing, you will not care. Because if for you it's normal, then who cares? Again, if you think that others will think that it is embarrassing, you are already judging yourself through the eyes of other people. The only way to stop fearing embarrassment is if you stop feeling embarrassed for yourself first. Now, the second way that you're gonna stop seeking validation is if you start making decisions without seeking approval. Our brain gets used to patterns. And if your whole life you've been waiting to make decisions until someone tells you that it is okay, or that it would be cool, or yes, do it, then that is how your brain operates. And you will never be able to make a decision until someone allows you to, or until someone validates you. I personally have suffered from that before, where I thought that everything that I wanted to do, posting on social media, or starting my podcast, or any project that I want to start, I have to share with someone first until they tell me that it will be successful, or until they tell me like, yes, that would be super cool, or until I get some sort of approval in order to actually start it. And then I realized that the only reason as to why I wanted approval, even though I knew I could start it right now, is because I felt like even if it failed, someone already told me that it was a good idea, so I'm not really alone. And I understood that it was more because of my fear of feeling alone if it didn't work out than actually wanting approval or actually needing approval. Again, our brain gets used to patterns. So the only way to stop seeking approval before making a decision is by actually starting to make decisions without anyone else's approval. Start doing things by yourself. Start starting things before telling anyone, and let them know or let them see after you started them. Decide for yourself. Decide what you want to do. Decide what you want to start. Don't tell anyone. Don't ask anyone for their permission. Don't ask anyone for their approval. And don't ask anyone for their opinion, because at the end of the day, it is your project and it is what will make you happy, not them. Now, the third and very important way that you're going to stop seeking approval and validation is if you start celebrating your wins instead of waiting for another person to celebrate them in order to know that you did okay or that you did good. Start celebrating yourself. Small wins and big wins. Start celebrating yourself, because when you celebrate yourself and when you make yourself feel good and feel grateful for starting and for doing something that you've been wanting to do for the longest time, and you make yourself feel good and you make yourself feel happy, you will understand that that feeling that you were receiving from another person, you can actually give it to yourself first. And the more that you do it, the more that you will want to continue to do it. Wow, I celebrated myself after starting this that I thought that I needed approval for, but I actually don't. And I feel as good as I was feeling before. The thing is, now it's not temporary, it's permanent, because I'm with me all the time. When you start celebrating yourself and when you realize that you can make yourself feel as good as other people make you feel, but that this time it is permanent, your life will completely change, because you will want to continue to do it. And so you will start one project and then another, and then eventually you will realize that you're doing things without even caring or without even asking about what others think about it, because you yourself already make yourself feel good, and that is enough. And people can enjoy the results of what you started and of what you're doing, but they cannot dictate or they cannot decide if you do it or not. The fourth way of how you're going to stop seeking validation is by creating a self-validation ritual. Every single night before you go to bed, you're going to ask yourself, what's one thing I did well today? How did I show up for myself? And what am I proud of? Again, when you train your brain to feel good by itself, it won't need anyone else. When you make yourself feel safe, when you understand that you can create dopamine, you will not seek it and you will not crave it from anyone else. Mindset is the most important thing when it comes to validation, and you can actually rewire your brain and rewire your mindset to stop looking and to start becoming, to stop looking for approval and to stop looking for people to tell you that what you're doing is socially acceptable, and to become the version of yourself that doesn't need it, because it doesn't care if it's socially acceptable, it cares if it makes you happy. Shift from do they like me to I like me. If you like the feeling of getting validation from others, but you don't like the person that you are while you're receiving validation, then ask yourself if it's really worth it. You're receiving validation. People are telling you that you're doing good, but you yourself don't feel like you're doing good, or that you could be doing different, or that you could be doing more. If you feel empty because you think that others can make you feel whole, then you're losing. Ask yourself, do I like me? And if you like yourself, even if others don't understand what you're doing, trust me that you're winning. Your worth is not based on how others see you. Your worth is based and decided by how worthy you think you are. And that again comes from within. No amount of validation will make you feel worthy if you don't feel worthy yourself first. Detach from external opinions. Understand that not everyone will like you, no matter how hard you try. And if you're trying for everyone to like you, you're wasting your time. So focus on trying to be liked by yourself instead. Understand that the more that you try to be liked, the more that you lose yourself because you're trying to be someone that you're not. And understand that true confidence and someone that people actually look up to and actually want to be is somebody that doesn't care about what others think of them, because they understand that their opinion matters the most. The opinion that you have about yourself matters more than the opinion that everyone has about you. Replace seeking and start becoming. Instead of seeking for approval and instead of wanting to be admired by others, focus on becoming the person that you admire. If you want to feel more confident, start acting like a confident person. If you want to feel successful, define what success looks like to you on your own terms and embody it. Start working towards it. If you want to feel loved, show yourself the love that you crave. Take yourself out on dates. Buy yourself flowers. Make yourself feel special. Take yourself to work out. Eat healthy. Take care of yourself instead of waiting for someone to.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you have right now, even if all you have is spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You don't need to feel like your financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head over to acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-inclined endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SCE Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/mafiansures. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and a brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling simple. And for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling and strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skim uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures to start your $1 per month trial period at Shopify.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y.
to take care of you, because even if you do, once they leave, you'll go back to nothing. By shifting, seeking validation from others, and starting to validate yourself, you free yourself from needing approval. The more that you postpone what you know will make you happy, the more that you postpone your plans because of your fear of being judged, the more that you're postponing your happiness. No matter how hard you try, people will have an opinion about you. So might as well not try at all, because the results will be the same. But by trying to convince someone that you should be loved, that you're not embarrassing, that you're not cringy, I swear I'm normal, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your energy trying to convince someone else why you're worthy, instead of using that time and that energy to realize yourself that you are worthy already. And because you are worthy already, you're gonna start to do everything that you know will make you happy to make yourself happy, because that is your only responsibility. You are not responsible for what people think about you, for what people say about you, but you are responsible for how you make yourself feel and how at peace do you allow yourself to be. Remember that things are only embarrassing if you think they are, and that the first opinion that matters the most is the one that you have of yourself. If you think that you're embarrassing, everyone around you will think that you're embarrassing, or you will think that everyone around you is thinking that you're embarrassing. If you think that you're not worthy, you will think that everyone around you thinks that you're not worthy. If you think that you don't deserve to be loved, you will think that everyone around you hates you. Even if they don't, that is a perception, and that is what you think people are thinking, because that is what you think about yourself already. If you want to stop seeking and needing validation in order to be happy, start training your brain and start getting yourself used to doing things that make you happy without needing anyone's opinions. And that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that it was helpful. I will be posting episodes every Friday from now on. I am extremely excited to hop onto YouTube. I have a podcast, I Missed Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where you can also find a lot of episodes and content about self-growth, healing, ultimately becoming the best version of yourself. Again, on all streaming platforms, also available on YouTube, I Missed Me Podcast, everywhere, on TikTok, on Instagram. Don't forget to follow me on social media at @mafianzures on Instagram, on TikTok. I'm posting healing, self-growth, and self-development content all across my platforms. And we also have a membership called I Missed Me Community. You can join by going to patreon.com/imissedme, or it's in the link in my bio. It's in the link on I Missed Me's bio on Instagram. By joining, you will receive healing PDF guides, challenges, journal prompts, meditations. You will receive an I Missed Me hoodie as soon as you sign up, exclusive episodes every single month, and a bunch of healing content that will definitely help and lead you to become the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you guys on my next episode. With love, Mafe.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.